If approved, the bill will close a gap in state law created by a 2010 state Supreme Court ruling. The ruling made a distinction between people suffering from a mental illness and someone suffering from dementia. State Representative Penny Bernard-Schaber is vice chair of the committee that drafted the bill.
One is considered to be treatable, where you can improve it and make it better. And dementia, the other one, is considered to be a progressive disorder, which will you can treat the behaviors, but you can't change the underlying dementia.
The Supreme Court ruling makes it difficult to involuntarily detain someone with dementia in a locked psychiatric ward for treatment. If they can't be detained, they could end up hurting themselves or others. Waukesha Assistant District Attorney Rob Miller says the bill the committee's drafted will create a new legal niche for such people so law enforcement can detain them and get them committed for treatment.
For a short period of time, with specific safeguards to allow for the treatment that doctors believe that they need at that point, and the hope is then to transition them out of that setting. It's designed to be a short-term intervention, not a long-term placement.
The committee also endorsed a State Department of Health Services plan to redesign the state system for delivering long-term care services so that county health care departments, nursing homes, and law enforcement can better serve people suffering from dementia. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.